From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Van plows into a crowd of people in Barcelona. Two armed men barricaded themselves in a bar in Barcelona's city center Thursday after someone driving a van hopped into a curb on a busy street and crashed into dozens of people, leaving several injured. The Spanish publication El Periódico reported gunfire in the area of La Boqueria Market, although it did not cite the source of the information. Police said in a statement on Twitter a huge collision had taken place in the Las Ramblas tourist district of Barcelona's city center. El País newspaper reports that the driver of the vehicle fled on foot after running over the pedestrians, though it was not immediately clear that the gunmen were the drivers of the van. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern about the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet on Wednesday, President Trump said North Korea leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific island territory of Guam. The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what the next moves are by the United States. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN inquiry concluded that two UN investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibilities others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede's Aida Catalan were killed March 12th. Their bodies were found in shallow graves 2 weeks later. Uganda is home to 1 million South Sudanese refugees. Aid agencies say the milestone number reached this week is a call to action for the international community to not only up the donor support, but also renew efforts to end the conflict. Halima Athumani has the story for VOA.
Exhausted families continue to arrive in Uganda this week as the total number of South Sudanese refugees in the country hit the 1 million mark. Once on the Ugandan side, Lesi Iya and her family stopped to rest. She says they stayed for 3 weeks under trees with only saucepans, plates and some cups for water. She says they need to be taken to a place to find peace and leave what happened behind. IRC country director in Uganda, Angela Rugambwa, says it is the world's fastest growing refugee crisis.
There is not a slowdown in terms of refugees crossing over to Uganda. It's only been on increase.
For now, all the 1 million South Sudanese refugees in Uganda can do is wait. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The United Nations says since July of 2016, Uganda has been receiving, on average, 1,800 South Sudanese refugees a day. As Sierra Leone Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, the grim task of burying bodies began. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began in and around the capital of Freetown. Shutu Karama Fatamati's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister, with her 3 children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
Deputy Minister of Health and Sanitation Zuliatu Cooper has been a part of the rescue effort today.
Away, as you can see, it's already dark. The rains are still pending, and there is a possibility that we will have another incident. And from my point of view and our point of view, Ministry of Health, it's all about saving lives. Would rather we have structures falling down without people in them than people in structures, and then it's a double jeopardy, as I call it.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands of people. For more on all of these stories, our website is voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.